And here we are commencing with Round the World Roll Call, a worldwide listener's salute. The salute will be opened by Stephen Love of Anchorage, Alaska's Railroad Gang. Stephen Love, come in, Alaska.
This is Stephen Love at Canyon, Alaska, mile 268 on the Alaska Railroad, Canyon being situated about 150 miles north of Anchorage. And it's in between two ranges of mountains here, the Shalitna Mountains off to the west and the Talkeetna Mountains to the east. And I'm down in enough of a hole that at this time of the year, with the day short and the sun being very low to the south, we do not get any direct sunlight, and this will continue until January. The only sunlight one can see here is indirectly, which is reflected off the Chilitna Mountains. The atmosphere, you might say, is peaceful and quiet for this time of year. Of course, it is the dead of winter, and I'm way out in what you might call the wilderness. And at present, the weather is cold and clear, with a cool 15 degrees below zero for a temperature. And there's about 18 inches of snow. We just recently had snow, just the other day. And she's getting cold again. Shortwave reception hasn't been too good for the past month due to the brilliant displays of the northern lights and the sunspots. And I do hope for an improvement by Christmas time, as the reception of the Happy Station has not been very good. In fact, very poor. Well, to bring this to a close, I'd like to wish all you listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Stephen Love of Anchorage, Alaska, opened our worldwide listener's salute. From ice and snow in the faraway north to the now sunny south of New Zealand, where the Hollander Peter Scone of Dunedin, New Zealand, will speak to us all, followed by a choir of Maori singers singing the original Poatarao. Now is the hour. Followed again by the twittering voices of New Zealand's typical bellbirds. So, over now to Dunedin, New Zealand.
This is Peter Scone speaking to you, all the way from Dunedin, New Zealand. Hello, everyone. I'm talking to you from one of the nicest spots on this earth. I know. Dunedin is a thriving and prosperous city of some 100,000 people. Situated on the east coast of New Zealand, Dunedin boasts of a fine and modern port, sheltered by a huge bay from the Pacific Ocean. The success of its existence may be indirectly or directly traced to the early gold mining days of the 1860s, and today to the presence of secondary industries and export facilities of primary produce. Dunedin offers excellent training facilities to the coming generation at technical school as well as university levels. You may even have heard it referred to as the Edinburgh of the South when listening to this station. The city's residential areas are largely built against the slopes and in the valleys of the hills which surround it in all directions. The red roofs of the houses stand out against the green of the trees and bushes. It abounds in beautiful gardens, playgrounds, and beaches. It is very reminiscent of European popular holiday resorts along the French and Italian Rivieras. And as far as scenic beauty goes, unspoiled by men, New Zealand as a whole is enjoying an ever-increasing popularity from the side of overseas visitors. It is often claimed that New Zealand never fails to recall those who leave its peaceful shores. At this particular time of the year, many of us, spurned by the warm midsummer days and aided by an almost universal national holiday, have left the cities to find pleasure and relaxation in some popular holiday center near lakes and rivers up country. Others again have left for some seclusive spot far removed from civilization and are roughening it out, as the saying goes, shooting, fishing, you know, rainbow trout fishing, and mountaineering. These are some of the many ways in which many of us, including yours truly, will be spending the festive season, so we may return fully refreshed both in body and spirit to our respective daily occupations. However, it's also time when many of us take time off to reflect for a while and remember those who, at this very moment, are less fortunate than ourselves, to name the poor, the needy, and the unsettled all over this world. Personally, I feel that, like many other regular listeners to this particular Happy Station broadcast, that a good deal of goodwill and happiness is spread wide and far by no one less but Eddie Starts himself. Listeners' names from strange places are frequent proof their common tastes and simple human delight in musical appreciation can be a basis for worldwide fellowship, irrespective of creed, color, or nationality. May I then, in turn, take this opportunity of wishing one and all, on behalf of all New Zealand shortwave broadcast listeners, a Merry Christmas and a happy, prosperous New Year. Cheerio, everyone.
That was Dunedin, New Zealand, with Peter Scone, the Maoris, and New Zealand's famous bellbirds. Now, friends, to the Middle East, to the Lebanon, where from Beirut, our listener Jirea Mogamian will speak to you. So, over to the Lebanon.
This is Jirea Mogamian in Beirut, Lebanon. Now, being Christmas time, the weather is cold down here. And I am sitting beside the big fireplace and pondering about Christmas and its true meaning to the Christians all over the world. From my window, I see the snow-covered mountains. and on the other side, the blue sea covered with white roaring waves. As you may have heard, Lebanon has some unique features of its own. You can walk by the seashore, and then after a 20-minute drive, you can reach the highest mountain. I am a regular listener of the Happy Station programs, as I am doing at this moment. I am thankful to Mr. Edward Starts for giving me this opportunity at Christmas time to speak to you. I wish all of you a Merry Christmas and prosperity and success in the coming new year. So long, friends. But before departing, here is a typical Lebanese music which expresses the deep emotions and feelings of my people.
From Beirut in the Lebanon, we are now switching to the green land of Ireland, where Tom Daly, I said Daly, from the town of Fermoy in the county of Cork, will speak and play to you. Come in, Ireland.
Hello, listeners of the Happy Station. This is Tom Daly speaking to you from the town of Fermoy in County Cork, Ireland. Fermoy, population roughly 3,500, lies in the lovely valley of the Blackwater and straddles the river of this name. The Blackwater has also been called the Irish Rhine, and maybe this will give you some idea of its beauty. Fermoy is mainly an agricultural town, and we are lucky in being surrounded by some of the best farming country in Ireland. We are situated 20 miles northeast of Cork City, capital of the South, and about the same distance from the famous Blarney Stone in Blarney Castle, which is only just outside Cork City. I have often been quite close to Blarney Castle, but I have never kissed a stone. I suppose this must be quite apparent. The weather here today is not too good. Overcast sky, with a lot of heavy showers knocking about, and it is very cold. Typical Irish weather for this time of the year. I have been keeping in touch with the Dutch through the Happy Station program for some time now, and one thing I will say about the Happy Station is it certainly lives up to its name. I listen mainly on the 49-meter band, and reception is nearly always good and clear, with a signal punch like it is a ton of bricks. Now, before I sign off with a little bit of music from the Emerald Isle, I want to thank Eddie for giving me this opportunity to speak to you. And now I want to wish you all, whether you are on land, sea, or in the air, a very enjoyable and merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous new year. Best wishes to everybody listening from Tom Daly in Ireland.
Get the time, sure you all can drive in the rail door bound and but there is no one in you.
This is Hilversum in Holland, the Happy Station worldwide program. You are listening to our Round the World Listeners Salute. You have just heard the Voices of Ireland presented by Tom Daly. We are taking you now to Alphonse and Will Fisher of Salisbury, South Rhodesia, the Federation. So over to Africa now. Come in, Salisbury.
This is Fons Fisher from Fons and Will in Mount Pleasant, Salisbury, Southern Rhodesia, and we are calling the Happy Station Federation. I'm stressing the word federation as I feel we really can speak of a worldwide federation of friends through our Happy Station. I suppose, namely, that it is with you just as with us here, and that it seems as if you really know personally the people that are regularly or irregularly called during the now famous mailbag. To all of you, listeners, friends, this Christmas greeting from Rhodesia, right in the heart of the African continent and from the sunny side of the globe. As most of you will realize, a white Christmas can never be celebrated in our part of the world, and we are therefore all the more happy about the atmosphere which is brought to us during this time of the year from overseas, and especially from the Happy Station, which succeeds so often in creating the feeling of belonging to one great happy family. In our country especially, and as a matter of fact, on the whole of the African continent, we need more of that feeling of being part of one great family and a happy one. As you know, certain controversies exist in daily life here, which can only be solved and must be solved with a lot of goodwill from the African and European side. I would like you now to wish with me that this will be realized in this coming year, as this will then be a great example for many countries and people, and thus lead to peace on our so troubled continent. Unfortunately, I cannot let you hear a special Rhodesian musical Christmas wish, as requested by our Edward Starts, but I would like to play for you a song which should bring to every one of you that feeling of generosity that especially during Christmas must be with us, and which intimates that we must help each other.
He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot, and goodness knows he didn't want a lot. He sent a note to Santa for some soldiers and a drum. It broke his little heart when he found Santa hadn't come. In the street he envies all those lucky boys, then wanders home to last year's broken toys. I'm so sorry for that laddie, he hasn't got a daddy. Little boy that Santa Claus forgot.
Friends all over the world, a Merry Christmas to you all, and that the new year may bring you prosperity and peace for all of us.
This was Salisbury, South Rhodesia, the Hollanders, Fons and Will Fisher, and Nat King Cole singing of the little boy who had no Santa Claus. Thank you, the Fishers. Over now to Karachi, Pakistan, where Dorothy Vandister will speak to you and send you the music of Pakistan. Come in, Karachi.
Hello, friends and listeners of the Happy Station. This is Dorothy Vandister in Karachi, Pakistan. I'm speaking from the drawing room of Mr. Ernest D. Richards. He seems to be very fond of music. I can see stacks of LP records, stereo equipment, etc. He also has a very fine collection of books. In fact, it's a very cozy and comfortable room. We are having some very fine weather in Karachi at the moment. It's not at all cold for this time of the year. Up north, of course, it must be very cold now. In conclusion, may I wish everyone a very happy Christmas and a bright and peaceful New Year. Now for a spot of Pakistani music. I hope you will like it.
Thank you, Dorothy Fandister, for your greetings and music from Pakistan. Very interesting. Now, friends, we are taking you far away, a big jump, to Logan, L-O-G-A-N, Logan, and the State University of Utah, where our friend Arthur Fritchie will speak to us from the far west of America. Come in, Utah.
Hello there. Greetings to Happy Station listeners from the United States of America. This is Arthur Fritchie saluting you from the campus of Utah State University at Logan, Utah. I am speaking to you from the studios of campus radio station KVSC in our beautiful Student Union building. The campus outside lies quiet under its blanket of snow, for many students have gone home for the holidays. The town below seems asleep, except for the children at play. Far across the valley, the towering Wasatch Range stands like an etching in snow and rock. Logan lies in the shadow of mountains rising to 3,200 meters, and reception of the Happy Station is sometimes difficult here. I am thinking this quiet day of my university colleagues who are scattered across the world in the Technical Association Program of the International Cooperation Administration. I think, too, of our many former students, now return to their homelands on every continent. All of us here in Logan wish you well. Let me speak today for the many Americans who wish that we could meet each of you listeners and that you could know us. Through newspapers and magazines, motion pictures and television, we learn of the unusual, off-the-track things in your lives, but we never really know you. And we regret the ideas which you must have formed about us for the same reason. To all Happy Station listeners, your millions of friends in the United States of America send their best Christmas wishes for a world of peace and happiness in the new year ahead.
A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. A cozy corner, a table for two. A chance to whisper and cuddle. With lots of hugging and kissing in view. Oh, what a view. I don't need music, laughter, or wine. Whenever your eyes look into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. In the movie plays of nowadays, our romance always must begin in June. Magazines have all their scenes of love laid in a garden neath the moon, which rhymes with soon. But I don't miss that kind of bliss. What I want is a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. For two, a chance to whisper and cuddle and coo. With lots of hugging and kissing in view.
I don't need music, laughter, or wine. Whenever
your eyes look into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee.
was Utah. That was Arthur Fritschi speaking to you from the State University of Utah at Logan, while the students sang their nice cup of coffee and the sandwich and you. Thank you, Utah, for your contribution. Now to the opposite side of the world, to Sydney, Australia, where we will hear John Poole and a guest of his, as well as a characteristic sound of Australia. Over to Sydney.
This is John T. Poole of 1 Moran Street, Mosman, Sydney, wishing the Happy Station listeners all over the world peace and happiness, friendship and goodwill this Christmas of 1960. And to Edward Starts and his staff of Radio Nederland, wishing a very happy Christmas. And may we enter 1961 with a feeling of freedom from war, peace, and friendship to all peoples and races. I live overlooking a part of Sydney Harbour, renowned for its beauties, from an area named by the name of Sirius Cove, which is on the North Shore. This is John T. Poole reporting from Sydney.
This is another Happy Station listener, Heinrich Yerling from Berlin, formerly Dutch East Indies. This recording is also from Mosman, in the home of two German neighbors of John's. Allen Hörern in Deutschland ein frohes Weihnachtsfest, tot die allen in Nederland ein frohes Kerstfest.
Well, well, thank you very much, Sydney. And what could have been more characteristic than a kookaburra bird right in the Australian summer? Thank you, John Poole, and your guest. As a contrast, we are now moving to the north, to Scandinavia, to hear what Arne Halvorsen has to tell us about Christmas time in Norway. Over to Oslo.
This is Arne Halvorsen speaking from Oslo, Norway. I am very glad to be given this opportunity of sending a Christmas greeting to Happy Station listeners in various parts of the world. On this occasion, I intend to present Norway to you from a slightly new angle and, it is to be hoped, in a humorous way. As you face the North Pole, the native land of Santa Claus, Norway is the one on the left. Keep that firmly in your head. The native Norwegian is apt to raise his blonde eyebrows if you mix him up with his neighbor, the Swede. Norway is long and narrow and very sparsely populated and consists mostly of fjords in the west, mountains everywhere else, and miles of rocks, forests, and lakes, with a very occasional town to break the monotony. It is inhabited mostly by reindeer, polar bears, and human beings. And as to these human beings, the majority of them are celebrating a white Christmas. Most of Norway are covered with snow by Christmas, and this, of course, makes a very cozy mood. The Christmas Eve is the most solemn item for Christmas celebration in this country. With Christmas presents and good food, of course, Christmas hymns and carols sang around the Christmas tree. In addition, you will find brightly illuminated Christmas trees in most of the Norwegian towns. Norway is also exporting several Christmas trees. The spruce in Trafalgar Square in London came from Nordmarka in Oslo. Let me wind up this very short program from Norway with some gay Norwegian Christmas tunes. I wish you, wherever you may be, a very Merry Christmas and a happy and peaceful New Year. God jul og godt nytt år.
Med sin julegröt, så god och söt, så god och söt. Han ligger och han tittar och han är så glad på julegröt, han vill ha hjärnöppar. Men röken klingar av med desperater, vad vi skapar, vad vi skapar. Ni vill så gärna ha ett julegröt, vad vi dansar, vad vi rymmer. Vi vill så gärna ha julegater och vi danser alla runt i ring. Tyven, tyven, skall du heter, för du skall min lille vän. Men jag har det våg i vinter att jag snart får hem igen. Tror jag, tralala, tror jag, tralala, tror jag, tralala, och tror jag, tralala. Jag tror du står och står du slår och kikker passer på min vän. Jag tror du står och står du slår och kikker passer på. Och nej, jag sover, nej, jag bara står och viner. Nej, jag sover eller vaken så tänker jag på dig. Tror du tror
You're listening to Hilversum in Holland, the Happy Station Worldwide program. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just returning from Norway and Arne Halvorsen's show. Thank you. Mange takk. Where to now? Very far away. To Japan. Everywhere there is a Happy Station listener to report to the worldwide listening family. Here is Toyo Maeda of Tokyo, giving us his views on December in Japan.
This is Toyo Maeda of Tokyo, Japan, greeting all the listeners of the Happy Station program. It's a very beautiful and warm Sunday morning, and I am now sitting in the veranda reading this message. The temperature is over 70 degrees Fahrenheit without heating. Japanese veranda is, so to speak, a greenhouse extended from the living room and naturally very comfortable when the weather is fine. During the last 2 weeks, the leaders of the major political parties had debates on politics over television, as Mr. Nixon and Kennedy did in the United States. This first attempt in our country was fairly successful. The policies of every party came directly to the kitchens and the living rooms of the citizens. It is expected that the new government will make every effort to realize people's sincere hope for the peace of the world, and I heartily hope that this will be further encouraged by the warm friendship between the shortwave listeners all over the world. I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy and peaceful New Year.
Thank you.
You're listening to the worldwide, round the world, Happy Station listener salute. How do? Is everyone happy? Good. Up to now, we had taken you to Alaska, New Zealand, Lebanon, Ireland, South Rhodesia, Pakistan, North America, United States, Australia, Norway, and Japan. That was Toyo Maeda, just a few minutes ago, presenting his show from Tokyo. Now, friends, to France, to Bordeaux, in the wine country, where our English listener and wine merchant will offer us something very special at this occasion. So, come in, Gerard Casey from Bordeaux, France.
This is Gerard Casey in Bordeaux, France, calling the Happy Station. Hello, Holland. France calling. I'm looking out in the fading light of a winter afternoon over a typical French skyline. You know the sort of thing I mean. Irregular rooftops going off at all angles, all covered with orange semicircular tiles whose design has remained unchanged since the days when the Romans were here. It won't be a white Christmas here, just a warm and probably rather a wet one. We're too near the Bay of Biscay. Away over the now misty horizon of evening lies what we call here the Medoc, which produces some of France's greatest wines, claret. If I turn my head in the opposite direction, I'm looking south into the country of the great white wines of Bordeaux, Graves, Sauternes, and Barsac. But best of all, right beside me I have a very old bottle of claret, which I'm going to uncork right now. It's a 1928 Chateau Palmer. 1928 was a great year for wine. Oh, good. And it was good for radio, too, because that's when Eddie Starts began the Happy Station. Oh, and I was born, too. Well, now, here's a Christmas toast to Eddie Starts and his band of engineers who bring us the program each week, to all Happy Station listeners, to all my friends here in Bordeaux, all over the world, and especially my family, who are, I hope, listening in England. A very happy Christmas from Bordeaux, and Joyeux Noël de Bordeaux, and now to your health.
Yes, all these different pieces of music are produced and put into the program by each of the contributors. So thank you very much, Gerard Casey. Hope you liked, ladies and gentlemen, the typical French musette music and Gerard's bottle of claret. Now, for a short spell, to far away Dutch New Guinea. We are on the island of Biak, B-I-A-K, Peter Fenema of Holland will shortly introduce a genuine Papua choir. A Papua choir who are pupils of a technical school in New Guinea, singing their own version of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
En hier hoort u de jongens van de lagere technische school op Biak.
Oh.
From Dutch New Guinea, from where we heard Peter Fenema, who gave us a genuine Papua choir as his contribution, we are leading you straight now to our good neighbor across the channel from Holland, to Newton Abbott, Devon, England, to hear what Alan Verrall and his sister have to say and play. Over to England.
Greetings from England to all Happy Station listeners. This is Alan Verrall speaking to you from the little Devonshire village of East Ogwell, at the foot of Dartmoor's rolling hills and steep valleys. Yes, the Happy Station comes right in here among the farms and thatched cottages, some thatched with Dutch reed even, and we listen eagerly every Sunday to hear what Eddie Starts has thought up for our entertainment. If work in the garden necessitates it, we carry Eddie outside on a long lead and put him under a Dutch broom. That's a bush, of course, just so that we don't miss anything. En nu, tot alle Nederlands sprekende luisteraars, waaruit de wereld, ik wens u uw engelen een gelukkig kerstmis en nieuwjaar allemaal. And now I want to introduce my sister, who has a message for you all.
Hello to you all. I'll speak English after that. Did you understand my brother's effort at Dutch? I can picture Eddie Stark smiling to himself. Anyway, he always tells us this is a happy station. So whatever the language, our message means the same all the world over. So to you all comes the old, old greeting of a happy Christmas. And now, in the words of the old English barrel organ tune, we invite you to come and have a drink with us at the Old Bull and Bush.
Happy New Year to everybody. Tot ziens, as they say in this country.
Set me down at the old Bull and Bush.
Da, 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 da.
Come, drink some port wine with me down at the old Bull and Bush.
Bush, bush.
Hear the little German band.
Da, 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 da.
Just let me hold your hand, dear. Do, do, come and have a drink or two down at the old Bull and Bush.
I'm coming over to the yodeling bush some of these days. Well, friends, how do you like our Christmas round-the-world party? These were the Verrills, listeners of ours, at East Ogwell near Newton Abbott, Devonshire, England, and their music. Our worldwide link-up now takes us to South Africa, to Grahamstown in the Cape Province, where another Hollander, Chris Uitzinger, will introduce his program, and I hope that Gerard Casey is listening. Come in, South Africa.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of those who are tuned in to this program extraordinary of the Happy Station. Is everybody happy? Well, we should be. This is Chris Eisinger speaking to you from a very hot Grahamstown, South Africa. Fortunately, there's a light breeze blowing, making the heat a little bit more bearable, and drifting into the window with it came the sounds of the Corellans being played on the bells in the tower of the Cathedral of St. Michael and St. George in the center of town. Looking out of the window, we have an excellent view of town. On the right, we see the buildings of Rhodes University. And to the left, and in the foreground, are numerous buildings, most of them schools and colleges. You see, this is not an industrial town, but a center of education. Also, Grahamstown is one of the three cities in the world that is known as the City of Saints. In the early days of Grahamstown, a vice was required here. So one was ordered from Cape Town. The answer that came back was, obtain vice locally. Local authorities replied in turn, no vice in Grahamstown, hence the name City of Saints. Scattered one sees patches of green. Those are the sports fields, and at the moment there are some cricket matches in progress. Many of the streets are lined by the well-known jacaranda and Australian red flame trees, which are at the moment in full bloom and add much color to the view. On the outer reaches of town, over to my left, we see two hills, about 5 miles apart. The first is known as Makana's Kop, and the other hill is fondly known as Sugarloaf Hill, a rocky structure and a favorite subject of painters and photographers. Right on top stands a forlorn tree, branchless except for two boughs, pointing skyward. What could it symbolize? Perhaps if it could speak for itself and we bear in mind what time of the year this is, it might say, peace unto you, you and all others, all over this restless and troubled world. We can't say, but with this thought in mind, I would like to convey my season's greetings to all listening, no matter of what nationality, creed and color you are, or in what tongue you speak. My wish to one and all is a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year, and may 1961 be more harmonious and bring the inhabitants of this world closer together. In Cape Town, as the New Year's rung in, hundreds of Cape Malaya and colored people stream out into the streets to start their traditional Koon Carnival. Here then is a short extract of the music one would hear.
Happy New Year to everybody. Tot ziens, as they say in this country.
Thank you, Chris Eitzinger from South Africa, from Grahamstown in the Cape Province. Very good. Tot ziens. Friends and listeners, it's still the Round the World listener salute from the Happy Station. All one great big family together on Christmas Day. And I hope everyone is happy. Over now to Syria. In the Middle East, here is listener Habib Hassi reporting from Damascus.
This is Habib Hassi in Damascus in the Syrian region of the United Arab Republic. I am very grateful to Mr. Starks for giving me the chance to talk about my city and what it looks like at this time of the year. At the same time, including the traditional reception report. In fact, reception is usually fine, except for the few times when the radio set is not on good terms with the weather. Thanks heaven, doesn't happen often. And now back to my talk about Damascus. Damascus is thought to be the oldest continuously settled city in the world. It is a mixture of the old as well as the new. The new sections of the city are spacious and contain many modern buildings. But some ancient streets are narrow and crowded. Some old stone houses trace back to the 11th century. The city has an enjoyable climate most of the year, but nowadays the weather is rather rainy. Anyway, we don't have the torrents of rain which Mr. Starr speaks about. Undoubtedly, this rainy weather coincides with this season of festivity and great rejoicing. Christmas here is practically celebrated as on every other part of the world. To children, it stands for all the excitement and color of the holiday season. As for adults, well, it's quite different. At midnight, the church bells ring and people hurry to church to celebrate the Noel. Then, amid great excitement, they return home for a supper so gay and joyous that the feast often lasts until morning. When they part in the morning, they wish one another a Merry Christmas. And now, as we are parting too, I wish all listeners a very Merry Christmas and a happy and peaceful New Year.
Was Damascus in Syria and Habib Assi's show. Next, by the way, thank you very much, Habib Assi, for your contribution. Next, in this worldwide listener salute, we are switching to Nyasaland, East Africa, where Dr. Elmar Birkenmeier of Vienna, Austria, will tell us about his immediate surroundings at Fort Johnson, Nyasaland.
This is Elmar Birkenmeier at Fort Johnson, Nyasaland, Central Africa, calling. Although this is Christmas time now, we have some difficulties here getting into the right Christmas spirit. As a European, one feels it should be a white Christmas, with snow and cold weather, and spending the holidays swimming in Lake Nyasa whilst the temperature is somewhere around 34 degrees Celsius or 93 degrees Fahrenheit just does not fit in with our idea of Christmas. Well, I'm certain many of my fellow listeners are quite used to a green Christmas and will only smile about my ideas. However, even if we haven't got snow, we at least have got some rain just now, and that brings the temperature down a bit and makes the Christmas even greener. Living in an old house at the outskirts of the small town of Fort Johnson, just by the Shire River, I have quite a few nocturnal visitors in my back garden, amongst them wild pigs, the occasional leopard, and quite frequently hippopotamuses. And since the hippos are quite talkative in their own peculiar way, I thought they might be willing to send some grunting greetings to Happy and Snappy and the other animals in Hilversum. Well, to cut a long story short, they wouldn't oblige. Every time I had the tape recorder switched on, they were silent and started grunting as soon as it was switched off. Well, fortunately I was more successful with my friends on the hill across the river, who willingly sang for me and whom you will hear just now. Although this does not exactly sound like a Christmas song either, it certainly sounds happy enough and is in the right spirit. But before I give way to our singers from Nyasaland, I wish all fellow listeners a very Merry Christmas and many more happy hours listening to the Happy Station in the new year. And last not least, I would like to wish my friend Eddie Starts all the best, and I'm looking forward to many more delightful hours with him and the Happy Station in the new year. I do hope he can lean back in his armchair on this Christmas Day and for once let the listeners do the work for him. I'm afraid our program will not be half as good as his, but nevertheless, we did our best. And now, goodbye with a happy song from Nyasaland. Dr. Elmar Birkenmeier of Vienna, Austria, stationed at Fort Johnson, Nyasaland, spoke to us, and you also heard, as he introduced, the children of Nyasaland singing to you. From Nyasaland, we are now taking you straight to Canada, to Montreal, where listener Arthur Penny is riding through the snow to meet us.
Hello, everyone. This is Arthur Penny in Montreal, Canada. We couldn't come in on the Pony Express like our host Edward Starts, so we took the train instead. Here in Canada, it is a white Christmas. Rivers and lakes glint icily in the cold northern air, and nearly everywhere lies a mantle of snow. In Montreal, we have a mountain, Mount Royal, right in the center of the city, and it rings with the happy cries of skiers and skaters. Here, too, can be seen the old-fashioned horse-drawn sleighs with their jingling bells, popular with residents and visitors alike. As we look down at night from Mount Royal, we can see thousands of lights twinkling in homes and offices throughout the city, and mounting its winding ascents like strings of illuminated pearls are the lines of traffic making their way to the upper levels. Away to the east, but now almost deserted by ships for the winter, stretches the St. Lawrence River to the Atlantic. Well, our train is waiting, and we must go. To our good friend Eddie Starts, the engineers and technicians at the Happy Station, and to radio listeners around the world, a Merry Christmas and a Happy, Happy New Year. Joining me in sending season's greetings is Canada's first station, CFCF, Marconi Radio, Montreal, who very kindly made this recording.
That was our friend Arthur Penny, reporting from Montreal, Canada. And our friends, to the last of this round of the Happy Station Network, to the barren Arctic island of Jan Mayen Island, in the foggy Greenland Sea, from where Arild and Finsen, a Norwegian, we'll wind up our friendly family circle around the world on Christmas Day. Over now to Jan Mayen Island in the stormy Greenland Sea, which you will hear in just one moment, and our Norwegian weatherman, Arild Anfinsen.
Hello, this is Arild Anfinsen of Jan Mayen Island. I'm 19 years old and I am now at a Norwegian weather station here on Jan Mayen. I'm very glad to have this opportunity to greet Happy Station listeners all over the world on this Christmas day. Here in the Arctic Ocean, it used to be rather windy and misty here on this little spot, and right now it's blowing quite hard here. From where I sit, I can hear the breakers rolling in from the Greenland Sea outside. We don't have too much snow here in the lower parts of the island, and it isn't too cold either because of the sea outside. It is twilight time, as everywhere in the Arctic at this time of the year. But to replace the sun, we have the northern lights to shine for us, so why should we complain? Right outside my window lies one of the about 900 volcanoes that we have on the island. Up in the dry crater sea there, we used to play football during the summertime. These volcanoes have a big brother to look after them, one reaching more than 6,000 feet to the sky. Certainly, this is a barren bit of our Mother Earth. No sign of life, but shrieking gullies, a few smart foxes, and, well, I suppose that's just about all. The only thing we have that gives us a little entertainment is an earthquake now and then. So certainly we need something to cheer us up, and then there is nothing within reach to match a good radio program. If the northern lights are not flaming too fiercely, I used to get the Happy Station in rather strong and clear. To me, that means 90 nice minutes of relaxation and enjoyment. Truly, it has shortened many a long Sunday for me. Well, to complete this little chat from Jan Mayen, I'll wish every girl who's tuning in to the program, Mr. Happy Station himself, and all you other listeners a very Merry Christmas and a happy and peaceful New Year. And I'd very much like to send a greeting to Norway, and especially to my family back home there. God jul og godt nytt år, alle på Haga.
My friends, concludes our Round the World Listeners Salute, broadcast for the first time last Sunday, Christmas Day. However, since it was also meant for New Year's Day, the feature was repeated in today's program for the benefit of all our listeners. I hope you have enjoyed this friendly meeting of the Happy Station Worldwide family. Upon invitation of yours truly, 3 months ago, the Listeners Salute you have heard was produced by a group of our far-flung listeners in the world. Compared the program and presented by your Happy Station Hilversum in Holland. Those who cooperated in this program were Stephen Love of Anchorage, Alaska, Peter Scone of Dunedin, New Zealand, Jireh Mohamian in Beirut, Lebanon, Tom Daly of Fermoy, Ireland, Alphonse and Will Fisher of Salisbury, South Rhodesia, Dorothy Fandester of Karachi, Pakistan, Arthur Fritchie of Logan, Utah, USA, John Poole of Sydney, Australia, Arne Halverson of Oslo, Norway, Toyo Maeda of Tokyo, Japan, Gerard Casey of Bordeaux, France, Peter Fenema of Biak, Netherlands, New Guinea, Alan Verau and Sister, Newton Abbott, Devon, England, Chris Artsinger of Grahamstown, South Africa, Habib Assi of Damascus, Syria, Dr. Elmar Birkenmeyer of Fort Johnston, Nyasaland, Arthur Penny of Montreal, Canada, and finally, Arild and Finson of Jan Mayen Island, Greenland Sea. Also thank you for the nice telegram received from the Antarctic base of Halley Bay. Thank you for your nice telegram from the South Pole region. Happy New Year to all of our listeners once more. And thank you so much, everybody. And let me hear from you how it came through today. And now, a very bright and prosperous 1961 to all our listeners in the world in these faraway places.
De klarinet, de jolende klarinet van Kid Dynamite.
Met de Caseco di Sernam.
Ja. Tezaakjes zich, jij kreeg ook nog de hartelijke groeten van de Heer de Jezus uit Paramaribo.
Heel hartelijk bedankt en bigi odi bagamaza de Jezus. We hebben nog een brief uit Coroni, ook ja. Over onze tune, Tom.
Kijk eens aan. Coroni en luistert goed, dat hoor je wel, hè?
Coroni luistert heel goed zelf. En ja. Hier wil ik je speciale aandacht voor vragen. De heer Van Ommeren uit Hamilton, district Coroni, schrijft ons namelijk dat hij geluisterd heeft, maar hij zegt erbij, naast de vier liederen die voorgesteld zijn, wil ik mij de vrijheid veroorloven voor te stellen het lied Minene Lerimi, en dan komt natuurlijk, komen er nog een paar regels die meneer Van Ommeren niet meer kent, maar Imubari Adoti Wan Odi. Nou heb ik ook hier in Nederland deze suggestie gehoord, en het gaat namelijk erom dat iemand die vertrekt, ja. Die zingt dit lied en zegt, Minene Lerimi, het is mijn verzorgster, die heeft mij altijd geleerd, als je verre reizen gaat doen, denk erom, every now and then, you mu barna doti wan odi. Dus telkens moet je even een groet zenden naar die bodem waar je vandaan komt. En dat lijkt me inderdaad iets heel leuks. En meneer Van Ommeren zegt, dit wordt gezongen door Big Jones. Maar jammer genoeg heb ik hier in Nederland gevraagd. En ik heb ook hier bij de Wereldomroep even mijn licht opgestoken. Maar wij hebben deze plaat niet.
Nee, die is in Nederland ook niet te koop. De enige plaat die wij dus hebben van Big Jones, en dat is dan de plaat van de film Fire Lobby. Daar staan 4 melodieën op. En daar houdt het niet op. We hebben maar 1 plaat is hier in Nederland te krijgen.
Nou Tom, ik zou dit voorstellen.
Zou het een plaat zijn, denk je?
Ik zie hier, het is gezongen door Big Jones. Dus ja. Ik maak me sterk dat er een plaat van zal zijn.
Ja.
Maar waarom zouden wij niet via deze microfoon ook een verzoek richten? Wij eens een keer een verzoekje doen aan de luisteraars. En zeggen, kijk, wanneer het inderdaad een plaat is, zend ons die plaat.
Ja.
Dan kunnen we tenminste horen. En kunnen wij ook andere luisteraars die dat nog niet kennen, eventueel laten horen.
Ja, ja, dat lijkt mij een bijzonder goed idee. Wel, ik vind het een goed voorstel, want de melodie en de tekst trouwens ook van het lied, dat duidt er wel duidelijk op dat dit uitstekend past dus bij een groetuitzending van Surinamers in Nederland, die met hun gedachten dus altijd
in Suriname zijn. Want een van onze moeilijkheden is natuurlijk ook melodie en de woorden.
Ja.
Want het is hier om begonnen, om de woorden. Want die melodie van Palm, dat is wel een vrolijke melodie. Ja. Maar die woorden, die sloegen op heel iets anders. Ja. En wanneer wij dus een combinatie zouden kunnen vinden van Big Jones met een melodie die Surinaams is. En met woorden die slaan op ons groetenprogramma. Ik geloof dat we dan zouden kunnen zeggen, daar zijn we.
Ja, ik geloof dat we een beetje de oplossing zien naderen. In ieder geval, de volgende week hoort u weer iets over dit probleem. Het loopt nog wel een paar weken en toch zullen we een deze weken toch wel een beslissing
moeten nemen.
Ja. Ja. Hartelijk dank, beste luistervrienden Suriname, voor al uw brieven. Tot de volgende keer.
Atjiman tambung, tek bi odif di se, te trawiki baga.
Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. David ara yanda na Jerusalem na ngapano. Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. David ara yanda na Jerusalem ana ngaparo na wide ko.